USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The alleged shooter at a 4th of July parade north of Chicago is confessing.
He was read his Miranda warnings, offered attorneys, etc. He went into details about what he had done.
That's according to Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart. He said the suspect is also being held without bond.
The judge ruled that there was probable cause to hold him at this time for 7 counts of first-degree murder.
President Biden is continuing to be slammed by small business groups for suggesting that gas station owners should drop the price at the pump. This time it's Paul Hardin, who heads the Texas Food and Fuel Association. He says they're making pennies per gallon, and convenience stores make their money inside selling sodas and candy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Virginia's governor is doing what he can to promote a red wave.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is preparing to fan out across the country to stump for Republican candidates on the midterm election ballot as he tests his appetite for national politics and a possible 2024 presidential bid. Youngkin raised more than $2.5 million into his political action committee from January 1st through June 30th, according to figures shared with the Washington Examiner. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is going to court to challenge a subpoena to testify in the presidential election probe in Georgia. Lawyers for Graham saying the investigation is a fishing expedition and all politics. A grand jury is looking into possible 2020 election interference by ex-President Trump and allies, including Graham. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories. After a mass murder at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois, many people are again calling for gun control, but one governor says there's other solutions.
Nebraska Governor Republican Pete Ricketts said on Newsmax Tuesday, "The common denominator to these mass shootings in America is the mental illness each shooter possesses. And that's what our national attention should be focused on."
This really emphasizes what we have to do with regard to mental health care. You know, you talked about how we have to get at why people are doing this, but a lot of the research has already shown that when you look at these mass shootings, most of the people who have done this have untreated mental health care, and that in some ways these are violent suicide.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The fate of the immigration program known as DACA is being debated in a Louisiana court today. It shields from deportation illegal immigrants who were brought across the border as children. Texas is suing as it argues the program places an undue burden on the states. The Justice Department is defending DACA, saying it creates employees, consumers, and job creators. There's a new breed of dog being recognized by the American Kennel Club, and this one's historic. The Bracco Italiano becoming the 200th fully recognized breed. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.